Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back in the day, if you wanted to get like the baseball scoop, it'd be a Peter Gammons or maybe a Buster Olney. That role is now Jeff Passan. Mm-hmm. ESPN Baseball Insider. And he put out an article yesterday detailing some goals at the trade deadline for every team in Major League Baseball. Tigers have the best record in baseball. Let's see what he had to say. John, he makes the case the Tigers should trade for Bo Bichette. Shortstop, Toronto Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. We want to know people's interest level in this, but he writes, the Tigers have the best record in baseball, and it's not just because Skubal is the finest pitcher. Detroit's deep and plays clean baseball. They're managed by Hinch, perhaps the best on-base tactician in the game. While conventional wisdom suggests they could use another high-octane bullpen arm, renting Bichette's services before he hits free agency would infuse the lineup with the sort of bat Trey Sweeney simply does not yet wield. Gap-to-gap power would play well at Comerica and lengthen a lineup that has scored more runs than anticipated. After a homerless April, Bichette whacked 7 home runs in May and slugged better than 500. The Tigers don't need much. With their prospect depth, they can afford a luxury item.
So he is making a recovery from a slow start.
Yes.
And those 7 home runs are the only home runs that he has so far this year. And I say that only because, you know, he would be a huge upgrade over Trey Sweeney.
Yep.
Experience, obviously at shortstop, but also experience at the plate. His average is coming up. His OPS is coming up. He's at 748 right now. WAR is recovering. He's just under 1 right now. Yeah, it really comes down to... and. At the trade deadline, if you're looking just for a guy for this year, which he would be because he'd be a rental, you're not going to have to give up top 100 prospects.
I would not think so.
So I'm all for it. If you can add another reliable bat, doesn't have to be one that's going to, you know, light your socks on fire with home runs. It's just going to be a guy that is consistent at performing, a guy that has experience in, you know, getting to the postseason, a guy that's got experience of what it means to be reliable in late July, August, September, a producer, good in the field as well.
It's been a topic of conversation. Left side of the infield, right-handed bat. Check, check. And the play style at Comerica, gap-to-gap power, makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
A rental, an upgrade over Trey Sweeney. That's the thing, guys. We've spent a lot of time on third base. Trey Sweeney this year, 600 OPS, 22nd among shortstops. He's a -5 defensive run saved. This is a spot you can upgrade. If you're a World Series hopeful, you're looking for spots to upgrade when you get to late July. This is a no-brainer to me. The only debate is this the guy that you would add? Maybe you prefer a Suarez from Arizona who plays third base and has a little more pop. But they should be adding somebody, right-handed bat, who plays the left side of the infield.
And yes, we've already talked about a certain individual that we pursued in the offseason. We have no idea what the Red Sox are going to do. They're 10 games back right now. When do they pull the trigger and say, you know what, hey, this isn't the year. If this individual is going to opt out at the end of the year, we should get something for him.
Well, that would be the dream scenario. If he was healthy and they were out of it and he was made available, he's the best player they could add.
Yes. And then you start talking about other options. Bo Bichette is certainly one of them. I would be all for it. It really only comes down to what is it that you're going to have to give up? And if it's, okay, a top 100 prospect, if it's somebody that's 80 to 100, again, they have that term prospect for a reason. They haven't proven themselves. And those prospects, maybe they never will. You might be giving up a future MVP, but it's not likely.
Right. Like if you look at the Tigers system, they have five top 100 guys. Mm-hmm. You're not trading Max Clark or Kevin McGonigal for a rental. You're probably not giving up a Bryce Rainier or a Bersenio. Lorenzo is at the back end of that top 100. I don't think you should be giving up a top 100 for a rental. So now you go, anybody else, I think you should be willing to give up.
The one thing with Lorenzo is the emergence of Dingler mm-hmm. and what their future right. plans are with Lorenzo. Is he going to be catcher or first? You know, it's how they see it. So I don't know. He could be available depending on.
But I'd want to be getting, let's say, a reliever and a rental bat.
Exactly.
Or a more long-term bat. Like, I think you're open to making those deals.
So you mentioned Suarez because I kind of lean that way too. It'd be funny to bring him back home after all these years. But he has a club option after this year, which makes that a little probably more pricey, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's kind of. I would really like that because you're not guaranteed to have Bichette next year.
Correct.
You'd probably have to overpay him to keep him. I'm not crazy about that. I like the rental aspect of that. I like the idea of Suarez being here for 2 years.
Suarez is more productive than Bichette.
It's on the Scooble timeline.
Yeah.
You have the looming lockout at the end of that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot. There's attractiveness to that.
Suarez has 16 home runs this season. It would lead the Tigers.
Now, he did have the 4 home run game, so a little inflated.
Sure, but the guy has real pops, yeah, slugging over 500.
Carp had a 3 home run game, so.
Yeah. I mean, his stat line, just a quick glance, not complete, it looks a lot like Torx. You know, do you want that same player? Or you want a little more flair with a Bichette, the gap hitter, has a better average.
But these are the moves they should be making, right? Cost-effective, yes. Infield upgrades, right-handed bats.
No, I think the people that thought the sky was going to fall eventually on this lineup, I think they're starting to be slightly proven right. Not complete. It's not affecting them in the win-loss column a ton. But, you know, Baez has been going down, right? Sweeney's going down, and you don't have the Vierling bat coming in there.
Well, that's the other part of this is the unknown with Matt Vierling. We had figured he'd come back. He was here for all of 5 seconds, and now it's the same shoulder, and I don't know that you can bank on him being a reliable option in the order.
You don't want one side of the infield not hitting, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where this thing is veering.
Think about it, too. The guy you'd be plugging in would not be someone that you'd have to put at the top of the order, the top half of the order.
No.
Because they have productive guys. Parker Meadows will lead off. Torres has been ideal in the two spot, drawing walks, and he's crushing lefties. And then you have Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, Torkelson, all OPSs over 800. You've got kind of your top five. You're looking to slot in an upgrade in the bottom half of your order that can hold his own on defense.
Right. You want a guy that can get on base, and then you start positioning guys that can knock him in. Like, this is the beauty of what A.J. Hinch has done over the course of his time, especially the last couple of years. We've seen him tinker with this lineup on a daily basis. Now, if he's able to tinker with, okay, here's our first four, and I could put, because of the pitching or because of whatever the matchup is, maybe I put Riley Green at three and Torque at four. I put, you know, Carp at three and I bump those guys down. But then you could start putting together the back half of your lineup. Okay, who can I get on base and who's going to knock them in? And now all of a sudden you get to a lineup where there's no holes in the lineup, and it is a threat to score runs in any inning. You don't get to the third inning and be like, well, okay, it's the bottom of the lineup. Let's just see if we can get to, you know, Parker Meadows.
I think it's a no-brainer. 248-539-9797. What's your interest level in Bo Bichette being a Tiger at the trade deadline? It's 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.